Beyond Sea, along the South End front to Thorpe Bay Yacht Club. This has been another charity announcement from Radio North Sea International, where the time is now 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Petula Clark there, and that's called My Love at 10 minutes now after 9 o'clock. And good morning to Joan Harrison of Old Town Hartlepool, County Durham, right up there in North England. Thank you for your letter, Joan. Very nice to hear from you. And here's a record just for you from Blue Mink called Our World.
Sliding by me, shy you. luisteraars in Nederland, dit is kaptein Tom. Wanneer u een verzoekplaatje wilt aanvragen, stuur dan een briefkaartje naar postbus 113 8047 Zurich in Zwitserland. Postbus 113 8047 Zurich, Zwitserland. Vermeld daarbij duidelijk uw naam, adres en leeftijd. En natuurlijk ook de naam, het adres en de leeftijd van diegene waar het plaatje voor bestemd is. Van iedere 50 briefkaarten die wij van u ontvangen, zal de aanvrager van de plaat uitgenodigd worden voor een bezoek aan het radioschip Radio Noordzee International Mabo 2. Music.
Subject Mod Mod World is you, the people of America. Surely at last we have found a subject that you know something about.
You, the people of America?
No, they, the people of America.
Well, I guess I'm an expert on people everywhere.
What, are you a major in psychology?
No, I was a lieutenant in the infantry.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
That's right, a real fly slapper you got there. You realize that people in America today have more leisure time, have more luxuries, make more money than any other period of time in our history?
Is that why they're all on the freeway?
How do you figure that out?
Well, it took me 3 hours to get from my house to NBC today.
There's no freeway from your house to NBC.
There is now.
You know that in the future, those freeways are going to be a thing of the past. The air will be filled with people flying around.
Yeah, baby.
You probably can go for days without your feet ever touching the ground.
I'll drink to that.
And me, I'm Ed McMahon.
Now, all right. Now, come on. Have you read anything about the SST? Don't be rude. I asked you about the SST. That's a supersonic transport.
What else would you call it?
Good question. No, I mean, with future air travel, you know you can get from here to New York in an hour.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm not that anxious to get to New York.
Well, all right. We'll route you around the other way. But what I mean is you hop on a plane in New York, you know, and it only takes you two... You land here 2 hours before you left there.
Tiny Tim can do that now.
You have a peculiar way of looking at things. You know, Dick, I'll tell you something. People are lucky to be living in America.
That's what they say in Poland.
Is that what they say? We probably have the highest standard of living anywhere in the world. Yes, we do.
Well, I don't know about that. I've seen some of those pictures of those ladies in Tahiti. Yes,
well, I mean, native dancing girls are not the answer to everything.
They are if you got the right question.
The subject is the great American people.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Thought I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a mod look at the great American people.
We take you now to the lovely Starlight Room, high atop the friendly car wash in downtown Burbank.
But first, you'll have some chicken soup.
Dance.
Well, I'm a little stiff from bowling.
I don't care where you're from. Let's dance. Dom!
Yes, that's right, officer. My husband is missing.
Can you give me a description, ma'am?
Well, he's 29, 6'3". He's blonde, wavy hair, and big shoulders, and extremely well-dressed.
Dwayne, what are you saying? He's fat, bald, and 40.
I know, but who wants him back?
La, 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 walnut, oh. Want to buy a sexy postcard? Want to buy a sexy book? Want to buy a sexy movie? Want to buy a softer handbag?
True or false, Jackie Gleason is not fat. He weighs only 95 pounds, but is hollow.
Well, there you go. That's our comedy spot for this morning. And that, of course, came from Rowan and Martin Zarpin, as yesterday's did. And probably as tomorrow's will do as well, because there's some great stuff on that LP which we've got here. It's called Rowan and Martin Zarpin. Generally, all those animals chasing you around. Especially geese. So funny things, geese. You know, they put up their neck and they go... And then they chase after you. Anyway, got a record coming up with you and for you, Anne, in just a few moments or so. It's 20 past nine. Jean for Halftine and...
You can't help noticing how, as each day passes, driving becomes less of a pleasure. Hold-ups grow longer, tempers grow shorter. Music is the only guaranteed way of taking the battle out of driving, and the only guaranteed way of supplying superb stereo sounds while you're driving is by slotting another cassette into your new easy-to-load Toshiba 8-track stereo car tape recorder. Already, thousands of motorists all over Europe have discovered how much more pleasant driving can be by listening to their favorite music in fabulous stereo. You'll be surprised how much safer driving can be with the new Toshiba Stereo Car Tape Recorder. So make motoring much more of a pleasure. Slot in another of your favorite stereo cassettes and leave the rest to Toshiba.
Oh, that's all Shankovsky, then. That's called Dream Flight.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
That's the big hit on the continent at the moment. It comes from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and that's called Our House. Beautiful record, that. And around about this time, as usual, we always say good morning to our handicapped friends who are listening in to us, and also all the blind people as well. So good morning to you. I hope you're enjoying the music you're hearing this morning. And here's Matt Monro now, and we're going to change the world.
Shirley would gulp down her breakfast, shut the fridge and join the throng. Margaret Beatty snatched the milk and scanned the news and went along. Annie Harris drew the curtains, screwed her eyes up, had a beat. Saw the marchers, heard their voices making early morning noises. Stumbled back to bed and tried to sleep. Come with us, run with us. Marches, spirits low, pledging greetings, grimly pressing on to where they had to go. When the sun came up, they brightly stopped to have their further snow. Annie Harris got up glad, he pumped it for a little sandy. They got on with what she had to do. Target numbers swollen, up the marches, banners go. Chanting, shouting out with leaflets, protest for everyone to know. Sit in front of all the traffic, carry
jumping wives tried to stir their ostrich notions, whip them up to wild emotions, put some fire into their wretched lives. So come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise, when we've rearranged your world, we're gonna change your world. Shirley Wood was dragged, still sitting by a policeman from the road. Margaret Beatty had her face slapped by a man she tried to goad. Annie Harris in the office paused in time, then thought of Don. Clowns again at his last letter, dying for others to live better.
This is
brushed away a tear and carried on. Come with us, run with us, we're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise.
This is Radio North Sea International. The time is now exactly 9:30. Hello, teens.
This is R&I, worldwide news.
European weather, brisk and sunny. R&I temperature 15 degrees. Alan West reporting. King Hussein has announced his peace terms, which he describes as a reply to an appeal from a number of guerrilla leaders. In a broadcast on Amman Radio, he said the guerrillas would have to leave the towns and villages and base themselves on the ceasefire line with Israel. They would also have to comply with Jordanian laws and accept the complete sovereignty of the government. King Hussein has said that neither he nor his army would ever think of destroying the guerrillas. So far, there has been no news of the guerrilla acceptance. Reports from Jordan on the fighting suggest that government forces the International Red Cross, who have flown 12 tons of medical supplies into Jordan this week, say that food is not a top priority. It's desperately short in Amman. Many Jordanians have had nothing to eat for several days. In Britain, the first of the annual political party conferences by the Liberal Party meet at Eastbourne today. It's not likely to be a calm gathering either, as the leadership will be under pressure to change its present attitudes, particularly by the young liberal movement. A case of cholera in Wales, the first recorded in Britain for about 60 years. The victim is a man of 57 from Flintshire, who recently returned from a holiday in Tunisia. European weather, brisk and sunny. R&I temperature 15 degrees. The next news at 10:30.